Last fall, we visited historic Cane Hill for a tour of just a few of the 16 registered historic places in the small town. It's a town that runs along an 8-mile valley. At the time, the 501c3 Historic Cane Hill had just been formed, and efforts were just being launched to save the significant markers of time. Ozarks at Large's Christina Karnatz recently revisited the town to check on the progress of the projects, and she brings us this report.
So, since you were here last, when you were here, this was a pretty rough-looking building. I think we walked in here briefly, so we're glad to have you back in Cane Hill.
That's Bobby Brawley, the director of Historic Cane Hill. He's standing in what was the A.R. Carroll Drugstore, a building constructed in 1900. The building was added to the National Register of Historic Places in 1982. Cane Hill has a very rich history, which precedes the Civil War, though a battle was waged here. In the past, many efforts have been made to preserve that history, but it wasn't until an anonymous benefactor helped to hire Bobby and acquire this and other buildings that those efforts were realized. It is a slow process and one that is beginning with triage.
And we prioritized buildings based on A, their historic value, and B, their condition. And so this one was at the top of both of those lists. The top floor, the rock had started to fall off, and so it was really in threat of falling in, and so we wanted to get that stabilized first. And some of these other buildings are the same way, but really the long-term project will involve more of that research on figuring out who individuals were. But it's really triage mode right now, and same with the next building that we're going to work on. I mean, it's 2 or 3 more years from now and it won't be there.
The next building will be the Methodist Manse. The square brick building was constructed in the 1830s and served as a union building during the Civil War before housing the preacher of the Methodist Church. Bobby knows little of A.R. Carroll at this time, but he does have this tidbit of information.
I know that he was a notary public. I've seen some stationery that says A.R. Carroll, notary public, so I guess people would come down here and get things notarized at one time or another, and don't know much else about him other than operating the general store here.
The former drugstore is the only remaining building of 3 identical rock, 2-story buildings on this stretch of Highway 45. At one point, there were about 16 buildings here. One was torn down. The other, the former Cane Hill Bank, has been significantly altered, with the second story having been removed. Bobby has heard that some of this rock was used on a building south of the Fayetteville Square, but has yet to make this connection. After housing the drugstore, this building has been home to many things. Most recently, a barbecue restaurant, and it was at one point the town's post office. The mail slot is still on the front of the building, to the left of the front door and near the ground. Jerry Leach is one of a 3-member board for Historic Cane Hill. He grew up in nearby Dutch Mills, moved away for about 35 years, but has returned to the area and now lives between Cane Hill and Lincoln.
And this building, I don't really remember it before it had an antique store in it. And I knew the people that ran the antique store here. So I was in here a few times at that time. But I probably didn't even realize it had been a drugstore.
The owners of the barbecue restaurant had covered up the original facade of the building with old barn wood. That's what I remember from my September visit. But it is long gone. So are over 15,000 pounds of trash that Bobby, volunteers, and workers remove from the space. The little things make all the difference, and even the doorknobs, locks, and hinges have been replaced with replicas of Victorian times. Not so little, the drugstore's shiny tin ceiling. Drop ceilings had been installed to cover the original and fantastic designs. Most of it was damaged. So what can now be seen is a replica, though some parts of the original have been salvaged for use elsewhere.
This is a reproduction in that it's a 4-piece or 4-part tin ceiling. So you have an 8-inch wall crown, a 2-foot filler piece, a piece of flat crown, and then the large area is called the field. And that's the exact same composition that the old ceiling was in here.
Local craftsmen were used whenever possible, though the ceilings came from one of just a couple of companies nationally that make the ceilings. It came with a 20-page manual for the local carpenters to install. Masons out of Prairie Grove worked on the exterior rock of the building. 3 of the 4 walls are now complete, but a scaffolding on the south side is still erect. Repairing the crumbling cement proved to be a learning experience for the craftsmen. Bobby says stabilizing the walls was number 1 priority, Yet it couldn't be done with any cement. He says the last thing you want to do is put modern mortar on old rock.
So this is old-time soft mortar that's been made specifically for this building. In fact, they dig local sands. They then sift that sand. They add in that to a big bucket of water. They give it a good stir, and that lets them pour off any of the clays, like decanting. And then they're able to mix that with lime putty, which is a derivative of quicklime. Once it's mixed with water and it's put in a pit for anywhere from 24 hours to several years, and it makes a white putty, and that's mixed with the sands. And so that replicates the mortar that's here.
The workers have to go in, clean out the old mortar that is cracking, and add in some of the new, which is a near perfect match with the old. The upstairs of the two-story building is accessed by a separate entrance in the rear, as it was a longtime meeting place of the Freemasons. Upon entering, they were met by a staircase, taking them up to their meeting space, where they met until as late as the mid-1980s. On this day, we were met by a sign from the workers.
Wet paint on stairs as of noon, so I guess we're gonna go for it.
The large room has a wood floor, wood ceiling, and wainscoting on the lower portion of the walls. On either end of the large room, the east and the west, there is a stage, which Bobby says are some of the only original building furniture, having been framed into the construction back in 1900. The hope in the very near future is to rent this bright and large room to artists as studio space. They would have ample room for their work, and it would couple nicely with a picture rail for display of their work that lines the walls of the downstairs room. As remodeling will soon begin at the Cane Hill College building, the A.G. Carroll Drugstore will soon be used as the Cane Hill Community Center. The museum that is also housed in the college will be moved to a building next door to the drugstore. Constructed in the 1950s, its history is not as long or rich, but the building is strong and suitable to house the memorabilia. And being directly on Highway 45 should increase accessibility. New sidewalks have been installed. And as the average age of Cane Hill is 65, ease of access is important. A house across the street was constructed in the 1880s and is now a private residence. It is also on the registry for historic places. When I met with Bobby last fall, he mentioned signage on these landmarks, and that's still a goal, though the triage must happen first. Again, Jerry Leach, who grew up here and now lives nearby.
A lot of people have seen things go downhill here, and there are buildings here, and with the history behind them, it's worth preserving, and I think it will be a big draw to this area. There will be interest in Cane Hill with all the historical background from before the Civil War on up to the present.
The response has been good, with many locals asking questions as work begins and continues in Cane Hill. In association with Arkansas Heritage Month in May, a celebration was held at the drugstore and over 200 people attended. And in September, the annual Cane Hill Harvest Festival will take place here as well. For more information on these restoration efforts, search Historic Cane Hill on Facebook. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Christina Karnatz.